People at bed and breakfast, they haven't been able to use their bed and breakfast for quite a while now because of this, because of the bats. We had a person from Derm here the other day. I'm not quite certain how many he said there was, but there'd have to be more than 5,000. Yeah.
And when did they show up?
Probably about 3 weeks ago, I imagine it would be now. Yeah, there was just a few of them for a start, but they seem to have multiplied. They usually roost all day in town here, and then they go head towards the river, and then they head out in two different directions, and then at about 4:30 they come back in the morning. So we got them all day. Oh, it's starting to smell down the other end. Like, we haven't got them too bad here where we are, but down the other end of the street they're starting to smell a fair bit. Well, they're all hanging off the trees, like, just like bunches of grapes, and then the trees actually start to get too heavy and by them and they break off.
Would you be happy to learn to live with them, or would you rather get rid of them?
Yeah, we got horses, so we're not really impressed having bats in town.
What's your concern with the horses?
Well, there's so many diseases. You've got Hendra virus and you've got all the other different viruses that come along with them. Somebody was here the other day that the Derm people say they're not dangerous, but a lot of times when they're working around them, they're wearing full overalls and stuff. But these ones are supposed to be the brown ones and not the black ones. But to me, they're the same breed.
You know? If someone could convince you that there were no diseases they were carrying and they were perfectly safe to your horses, would you be prepared to have them stay?
They got a rather strong ammonia about them, and when they come back into land in the morning, they splatter all the cars and anything that gets in the way. Like, I don't imagine it'll do the paintwork a whole lot of good.